No. Bless you, brethren. I'm grateful unto the Lord to be able to have this opportunity to share with you more on the subject of this week in our daily devotion. My name being Pastor Albert Matimbe from Zimbabwe. This week, we are looking or analyzing the sword or taking a closer look at the sword analysis of a believer. This is what we are going through. And we would want to begin by reading the scriptures from the book of Hosea, chapter 4, verse 6, where the Bible says, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, and thou shalt be no priest to me. Seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children." This is what the prophet Hosea said. Says, people are getting destroyed day in, day out, because of the lack of knowledge. Knowledge is power. Knowledge is very, very important. Many people get destroyed because of lack of simple understanding. And this led us to look at this SWOT analysis, the things that really affect us as a believer, affect you, affect me, as we walk in our day living. If we are encompassed with the knowledge, if we would know what really surrounds us, what affects us, the solutions in life, we would be home and dry. Reading the Bible is very important. We cannot ignore reading the Bible. It's important to read the Bible. It's important to have knowledge. Revelation 1 verse 3 says, "Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. So it is very important to read the Bible, very important to read the words that are from the Bible, and keep those things which are written thereof. It helps us. Praise God. When we look at this issue of strength, we found that strength can be defined in about four main ways. Let's try to look at what strength is all about in four or more different aspects. For instance, let's take a closer look at physical strength and what it is. You agree with me that physical strength is the ability to exert force, to lift weights or perform physical tasks that require endurance and power. That's physical strength. Of course, for you to be able to lift up heavy weights, it needs energy. You must be energetic enough to be able to perform a duty, physical tasks. And for you to get energy, you've got to feed, you've got to eat. That's why even the Bible says in the spiritual realm, man will not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth from the mouth of God. If the body survives on physical nourishment, this physical body survives on physical nourishment, and therefore the spiritual body also needs spiritual nourishment. If you don't have spiritual nourishment, your spirit becomes very weak. And the spirit is nourished by the word of God. And that's the reason why we are having daily devotions. The main purpose is to have spiritual nourishment. It has nothing to do much on physical nourishment. No. It's focusing on spiritual nourishment, which makes you strong. When your spirit is strong, your physical body becomes strong also. So that's about physical strength. But the other aspect of strength is emotional strength. Emotional strength is the capacity to cope with challenges. You've got to manage emotions and you maintain resilience in the face of adversity. If you don't have emotional strength, if somebody speaks bad words to you or howl words against you, if you are not emotionally strong, you become very angry and you react unnecessarily. You know what King Solomon said in Ecclesiastes 7, verse 21? He says, don't mind about what people would say. Don't take heed of the words which people always say, because you will hear even your servant cursing you. Ecclesiastes 7, verse 21 says, do not pay attention to every word people say, or you may hear your servant cursing you. So you need to be emotionally strong. There are people who committed suicide. There are people who could not hold themselves, because they are emotionally very weak. They are not strong. So my brother, my sister, you need to be emotionally strong so that you have the capacity to cope with the challenges and to manage emotions and to maintain resilience in the face of adversity. We are not living in an island. We are living amongst people who are not godly. People who can say anything, anyhow. So one has to be strong emotionally. Hallelujah. The other aspect of strength is the mental strength. The ability to focus or to think critically and make sound decisions, even under pressure or stress. You need to have the mental strength to be able to deduce what is wrong, what is right. When you are cornered, when you are subjected to pressure or stress, are you able, my brother or my dear sister, are you able to make sound decision, to think critically? Are you able to focus or to get focused so that you cannot be twisted to and fro? No. Your mental strength will help you to be anchored, to be sound in the way you reason, in the way you think, in the way you put things together and to make a decision. Should I do this or not? If I do this, what adverse effects does this have? What are the consequences of doing things this way? So you need to be mentally strong to be able to decide, to make a right decision of which is wrong, which is right. And of course, through prayer, you can be led to make a right decision. All that is important. However, above that, you must have spiritual strength. This is a deep connection to one's faith. Yes, spiritual strength. Very important. It supersedes all the other ones. It supersedes the physical strength, supersedes emotional strength, supersedes mental strength. Spiritual strength is a deep connection to one's faith. Values or higher power providing guidance, comfort, and inner peace that can only be achieved when one is spiritually strong. And you know, when one has a strong spiritual strength or is strong spiritually, faith helps him. Yes. By faith, you can do anything. By faith, God can do anything. You know, I'm encouraged by that song which says, God can do anything by faith. If you can just go with me on this very small song or small chorus. God can do anything, anytime, anywhere. God can do anything by faith. God can do anything, anytime, anywhere. God can do anything by faith. He can hear when you cry, anywhere, anytime. God can do anything by faith. God can do anything, anytime, anywhere. God can do anything by faith. He can hear when you cry. Anyway, anytime, God can do anything by faith. Praise God. You see, spiritual strength. So strength encompasses resilience, the ability to bounce back from setbacks and challenges. Yes, sir. The courage, which becomes the willingness to take fears, to take risks, and stand up for what is right. Yes, you must be able to stand for what is right. Head above shoulders. Truth is a great thing that challenges almost everything in life. Truth sets you free. Yes. So when you have the courage, you can stand up for the right thing, the truth. And of course, yes, we must have perseverance, the determination to keep going, even when faced with obstacles or difficulties. This is about that. What did David say when he considered the aspect of strength? In Psalms chapter 18, verse 1, David says, I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. David knew that his strength is the Lord. And he loved his Lord so much. He became the friend of God. He loved him, for he knew that God was his strength. He went on to say in Psalms 144, verse 1, Blessed be the Lord, my strength, which teacheth my hands to war and my fingers to fight. Yes. He knew who his strength was. That's about David. And what about you? Do you know who your strength is? Do you know the source of your strength? David was taught his hands to walk, his fingers to fight. It was God himself who taught him. It was God himself who was the strength of David. And earlier on, in the 2 Samuel chapter 22, verse 33, down to 35, you hear him saying, God is my strength and power, and he maketh my way perfect. He knew that God was his strength. He knew that God was his power, and he would make his way perfect. He continued to say, He maketh my feet like his feet, and setteth me upon my high places. You are not placed on low places, you are placed on high places. If you know who your strength is, you are on heavenly places. You are on high places. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. David said, He teacheth my hands to war, so that a bow of steel is broken by mine arms. Can you imagine? That a bow of steel being broken by the hands of David. Why? How could that be? Because his strength is the Lord. And That strength which comes from the Lord knows no limit, doesn't fear whether the bow is made of steel or iron or whatever elements or metal before God. All those substances, no matter how strong they look like or how they are considered, in front of the child of God, they are very simple. They are not counted. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Yes, sir. And Isaiah the prophet, Isaiah the prophet, he penned down very important things. When he made a careful analysis on what God can do. If you go with me to Isaiah chapter 40, verse 29 to 31, you hear Isaiah pointing out very important things about the Lord. He says he gives strength to the weary, and he increases the power of the weak. Even youth grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. Yes, sir. The people that wait upon the Lord, they will not get weary. They will not get tired. They will not be exhausted. They move on. They continue. They don't give up. A child of God does not give up. Despite the challenges, obstacles, hardships, setbacks, name them all, the child of God, they don't give up. To the children of God, if you are a child of God, if you are children of God, as you are listening to me, be encouraged. You don't need to give up. Move on. Say, Lord. When things are hard, say, Lord. When life is difficult, say, Lord. When you face challenges, say, Lord. Yes, sir. Apostle Paul, he said very important words to the Philippians. He said in Philippians 4, verse 18, I can do all things through him who gives me strength. I can do all things through him who gives me strength. This is what Apostle Paul said. So, even you and even me, we can do all things through him who give us strength. Our source of strength is God himself. He has given many who trusted in him strength against all odds. The singer sang that song, Be of Good Courage. God spake unto Joshua, when you face Jericho's, when you face the River Jordan, which seems uncrossable, when you face mountains, oh, my, 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 my. You can do all things. You can do all things. With God, all things are possible. When the angel came from above to tell of what would happen regarding a virgin who would conceive, said all things are possible. With God, nothing is impossible. You remember when the angel from above, the angel Gabriel came and said to Mary, you shall conceive. And Mary said, no, it can't. I don't know any man. How can I conceive? And the word from the angel said, with God, all things are possible. And earlier on, the angels had told even Abraham in the book of Genesis, when it looked impossible for Sarah to have a child. The same declaration, the same pronunciation, that statement, which also was repeated in Luke chapter 1 verse 37. With God, all things are possible. Even for those people who might have been ruled out, that these are barren people. They can produce. They can conceive. They can make it. When people have ruled you out, God rules you in. When people consider you nothing, as a nobody, God will consider you a somebody. He will elevate you. My. The people who are outcast, God will bring them in. That's why Apostle Peter said, in time past, you were not people, you were not a nation. But now, because you are children of God, you are considered as living stones. The SWOT analysis of a believer. Where are we? As we move on through this week, we believe God will take us to some levels, to some understanding that the devil will not shake us, will not move us, because we would have been taught, would have the knowledge. Hosea said, my people are destroyed because of lack of knowledge. But when we know these things, when these things are opened unto us and we can read between the lines, we will never be destroyed. God bless you. We'll meet in the next session.